From the mass movement of refugees away from the brutal civil war in Syria to the arrival of tens of thousands of Central American children on the U.S. border earlier this summer, the global community is facing an unprecedented migrant crisis. Just in the last few weeks, 500 refugees fleeing Egypt died when their boat was sunk by traffickers. And a few weeks later, a boat off the north coast of Turkey sunk, killing at least 24 people. And just this last weekend, more than 250 migrants from Myanmar were found at sea attempting to make their way to Thailand. That country plans to send them right back home. Ambassador William Swing is the Director General of the International Organization for Migration, and he says migrants can be protected from disaster if the international community is willing to take the problem on.
We live in an era of unprecedented human mobility with more people on the move than ever before. About one in every seven persons on our 7 billion globe are migrants, either internationally or nationally, within their own countries. Unfortunately, it's also a period of unmitigated and unprecedented disasters. We have four top-level crises in Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, and Central African Republic. And we have now the Ebola problem in West Africa. So we're facing this, and this is one of the many drivers of migration, forced migration. This is a trend, a mega trend of our century that's going to continue at least until mid-century.
So we hear a lot about the disasters that you're mentioning, certainly Gaza, the civil war in Syria, also ISIS in Iraq and Syria, the Central African Republic, and Ebola. But we think a lot less about really the ancillary issue, or what's seen as the ancillary issue, the aftermath. Forced migration under some horrific circumstances. There's an example just 2 months ago that we have to talk about where a boat carrying refugees from Egypt to Malta was rammed and sunk by traffickers. 500 people died.
It was very much a criminal act, and we have condemned it as such. There are many gangs, criminal gangs of smugglers. People are paying $1,000 to $4,000 to get on one of these rickety boats, many of which, like this unfortunate incident, don't make it. The number one priority has to be to save life. If life is not saved, there are no options. I don't know if you've seen our documentation, but we came out with a publication called Fatal Journeys. And we documented 40,000 migrant lives lost since the year 2000, 22,000 in the Mediterranean, making Europe the single most dangerous destination for illegal or irregular migrants. And I think those figures are grossly underestimated. It's probably much more. But interestingly, governments don't keep statistics on migrants who lose their lives. They keep statistics on those who cross the borders and those who are sent home.
Well, let's zero back in then on the situation here at home in our own country in the United States. Ambassador William Swing, I think you know as well as I do that in the current political climate, it's almost impossible to imagine a policy that actively tries to make it safer, less deadly, less fatal for migrants who are trying to reach the border of the United States so that they can emigrate.
I think what we're talking about here, frankly, is the third of the unprecedented mobility, unprecedented disasters. There's also unprecedented anti-migrant sentiment in much of the industrialized world. And our great challenge in the period ahead is going to be, how do we change the migration narrative in a manner that it comes back to recognize the historically overwhelmingly positive contribution that migrants have made? Our own country was built on the backs of migrants. We'll continue to be enriched by migrants. But until we can change that narrative, unfortunate laws will be put in place that criminalize those who arrive without proper papers, put them in detention centers rather than centers where they can be processed according to their category. So there's a lot of work to be done there.
Ambassador William Swing is Director General of the International Organization for Migration. Ambassador, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.